Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's the playoffs! In the streets, let's go!
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know,
DJ.
If I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is a plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flipped and pop my collar like the Bonds. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. Could try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. Up streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clock in. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply two dogs for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who we got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Yo,
I see my first murder in the hall. If you must know, I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking.
The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. April 25th, 2014. We coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. A street near you. Man, we got a lot going on. By Yankees. We got Pine Tar action. I guess it's true. When you ain't, if you ain't first, you're last. And you do anything to be first. You got the NBA playoffs. Guys, either going to be giants or they're going to be immortal. It's going down. More guys going to the league. Surprisingly, some guys who you thought was going to the league is staying back in the college NCAA basketball realm. But before we get started, you know, I always got to say what the deal to my man, Jewels the G, who's always on assignment. Man, and my super producer, and also the co-host of the show, my cellmate, T-Ro. What the deal, baby?
Oh, man, what's up with the strength? You know what time it is? My favorite time of the evening. It's Friday. Them Yankees, boy, y'all know how to cheat. I just don't understand. How you do it two games in a row? I just don't understand. Is it legal or is it illegal? See, this is like the steroid era back in the day. We didn't know if it was good or bad for baseball. Now, it used to be bad. Now, is it good? I don't understand Pinetar nowadays. You know, man, it's NBA playoffs. I told you it was going to be looking like March Madness up around here, having these teams, these lower seeds, trying to do the upper seeds bad. It's going to be something crucial. Come on, Indiana. You got to show me something. Come on, Chicago. You got to show me something. I don't know what's going on, El Boogie, but I love it. And, of course, we definitely got that fight coming up. John Jones against Glover Teixeira. Woo! I know we're going to get into it. What you want to talk about first, man? There's so much to talk about.
Man, let's talk about the NBA playoffs. And I want to give a big up, first of all, to my man Corey down there in Wisconsin. He been hollering about those Portland Trailblazers. And they trailblazing right now. LaMarcus Aldridge. Woo! Man, we got to put an APB out on the Houston Rockets. Houston, you do have a problem. And his name is L.A. LaMarcus Aldridge. I didn't know it was going to go down like that. James Hardy, har-har, where are you? You're MIA right now. You're NBG right now. You're deferring. You're only doing that when you're paying back a college loan. You don't defer. What's wrong with him, Ro?
Man, you know what it is?
Tell me, man. We'll break these games. Tell me what's wrong with Houston.
I'm going to tell you, man. It's those boys that we call hungry. When you got guys like LaMarcus Aldridge, you got guys like Damian Lillard who are really trying to make a difference in, you know, for their city. Man, let me tell you something. Them boys are really getting it in. And when you hungry like that, it makes it tough. It makes it tough, El Boogie, for you to get your swag on. Even though you're a higher seed, man, look, Portland ain't trying to hear that. They trying to get back to the promised land. And with the youth that those boys got and the leadership that's provided in that locker room, man, let me tell you, LaMarcus Aldridge ain't trying to hear it no more. He going to do whatever it takes to get his team to where they need to be. You know, I already seen what he can do. And, I mean, he ain't doing this against no chump. He doing this against Dwight Howard, who's supposed to be the top center in the league. I don't know. He giving these boys the magic, you know what I'm saying? And even though your boy Dwight Howard started off hot last night, dunking on everybody and giving them the blues, it wasn't so good in the end.
You hear the silence? Did you hear the silence? That was Dwight Howard last night. That was Dwight Howard. You know, when you're great, you do it consistently. And I'm not understanding the Houston Rockets. They went out and got Dwight Howard thinking he was the answer. And see, they have to get consistent games out of these guys. Like you said, one half is Dwight Howard doing his thing and James Harden in the back burner. Then another half, it's James Harden taking control and Dwight Howard, you know, in the back seat. They need to, you know, try to find a medium where both of them can, you know, one driving and, you know, one riding shotgun. Like Portland is doing with Damian Lillard and LaMarcus Aldridge. They're taking turns. They're taking turns, bro. Can Houston prevail? So let me ask you this before we move to the next game. Do you think Houston has a chance going 0-2 back to Portland? Can they still win this series?
Now, El Boogie, both you and I know that anything is possible in a seven-game series. But when you go down 2-0, when you had home court advantage, it's almost bleak when you're trying to look down that fairy tale way of trying to bring it back to home court to take it to a game seven to get it done. Can they get it done? Nah, they can't get it done. Houston, we have a problem. It's a big one. And you know what? I ain't worried about it. I'm a Dallas fan. I ain't worried about Houston. So come on. Come on, Portland. Do what you're supposed to do. Because that big guy in the middle of Elbow, you know where he's from, that dude they call L.A.?
He's from Dallas. Jeez.
So it works out.
Speaking of Dallas, speaking of Dallas, they stole one in San Antonio. Do you get an edge to your hometown, you know, basketball team, or do you think that, you know, Antonio will regain home court advantage?
Hell, Boogie, let me tell you this, man. We should be up 2-0 right now, yo, Boogie. You know it. You saw the debacle that we had in game one. We had the lead. We had the game in control. Then we just let those Spurs look like what Coach Popovich does when he draws up the play during timeout. They just went on that run, and they killed us. But we surprised them with what we did in game two. So if we can win game three, man, the Spurs better look out. I know that's my boy Skip Bayless team, but you better watch out, Skip. Dallas might just be able to make a move and still home court advantage. And you know, we just need to get one. We just need to split. That's all we got to do, man. We done already shown we can win one in San Antonio after, you know, going 11-12 in a row without being able to win one. So here we go. It's the time. It's a new era. It's a new time. You know, it's a new ball game. We call it the playoffs. Yeah, they call him Dirk.
Dirk Diggler. Remember that movie with my man Marky Mark? And he had the nickname Dirk Diggler.
Boogie Night, baby.
Boogie Night. Yeah. So, you know, Dirk, he do his thing, tell you that. And we called out Vince Carter after game one. He sure improved in game two.
Finally.
So, now, let me ask you about Memphis. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Let me ask you about Memphis and OKC. The game went into overtime. What do you think is OKC's problem losing two games in a row, you know, against, you know, Memphis? What do you think they need to make the adjustment to overcome what Memphis is throwing at them? Because right now, Memphis is the more physical, the more grimiest team. And, you know, I call that 3-second area the mosh pit. And right now, Gasol and Z-Bo, Zach Randolph, they bullying down there. The bullies, the goons. Now, that's what you call real, true goons right there. If I want to go to a fight, I'm bringing them two guys. So what's the adjustment, Ro? What they need to do to get better? Okay, see,
man,
that
Oklahoma City, as we're looking right now, shows us that only Serge Ibaka is really the true defender on that team. And when they break down, they're not able to get back where they need to be to secure what they need to protect most, which is the basket. And so without Serge being able, you know, he got his hands full. That boy Z-Bo been letting him have it. So it evens everything out. And once you get Westbrook's jacket where, you know, KD is not a big factor of any quarter, then it makes it tough for Oklahoma City to do what they normally do with this half KD going that streak. So, honestly, Westbrook needs to slow down, man. Come on, Westbrook. Slow down a little bit, baby.
Yeah, Westbrook really needs to get it together. And I love, you know, Russell. But I think he's playing with too much muscle. He needs to play with a little bit finesse right now. I just think, you know, he needs to know his personnel, who he's passing it to.
Right.
Some mistakes can be alleviated, man. They can be eliminated from the equation. So, you know, being an ex-point guard and looking at the game, I was kind of decent at it. I just think Westbrook decision-making is coming to a fold right now. Instead of maturing, I think he's regressing after what I just saw. And I'm very hard on point guard, and I know he's a shooter first, but at the same time, you need to know your personnel. And I'm very disappointed in Kevin Durant as well. You know, looking for fouls, not going to the hole strong and holding up on his jump shots, a lot of flopping. And he's not looking like an MVP, in my opinion, I tell you that.
Well, you know, it's the playoffs, man. Anything can happen. I like the way that Oklahoma City has been trying to, you know, pull the comeback in the last two games. But Memphis just looked a little too bullyish. You know what I mean? Like you said before, it's what happens in that front court, not the back court, really, in this particular series. So just get ready, man. I think Oklahoma City going to do something miraculous to get past Memphis. But they got their hands full right now.
Very much so. I'm concerned. I'm very concerned with OKC. I had them winning that series. And if they don't win game four, it might be crucial. It might get ugly. This might be your season.
Yeah, you're going to have to count for Christmas. You get the tackle box ready.
And see, that's why I give the MVP to LeBron James. You're a two seed. You don't be on the road down 1-2. That's why I can't give him the MVP. I know it's the playoffs and we judge on the regular season for the MVP, but that's why LeBron is MVP. Kevin Durant, you better step up.
The MVP isn't given for the playoffs. It's given for the regular season. Just like Peyton Manning breaking all these records and ain't doing nothing in the Super Bowl.
I don't want to call Kevin Durant and Peyton Manning of basketball. But it looks that way right now.
Him and Carmelo rocking that boat real strong.
Woo! Man. And you know, man, big ups to AJ and Global Network One. Down there and, you know, coming to Georgia where we're syndicated on 87.9 WERE. Man, Atlanta, that boy Jeff T, he got his fatigues on. He going to war.
Hey,
he's giving it to Indiana.
If George Hill don't step his game up anytime soon, it's going to be lights out. Indiana, we already know that you cannot run with the Atlanta Hawks, but you can definitely slow them down with your defense. So I think Indiana as well, El Boogie, needs to step up their defense, man. They're known for defense, but it ain't none being played. They let these Atlanta Hawks just run up and down the court and let Jeff Teague look pretty. Come on, man. Indiana, what's going on? I'm going to have to call Pope on this one because I just don't understand. We're going to have to get some inside on this one tonight. You know what I mean?
We got to get some Indiana Pacers fans here. We got to get them Hoosiers. What's going on? Roy Hibbert, you are looking NBG, nothing but garbage. I'm calling you out in the streets, baby. Right now, you know, when you're the number one seed, they should be playing up to you. It shouldn't be no question of the coach. Are you going to start Roy Hibbert next game? You damn right I'm going to start him. We don't change up. They change to us, but we got to work our advantage. And I think that's where Indiana is going wrong. You want to slow the game up so they won't run. Throw it in to Roy and let him be a distributor and see what he does with the ball. because right now you're giving too much freelance room for the ball to be in Lance Stephenson's hands and Paul George's hands. They're giving the ball a headache. They're pounding the ball too much into the ground. That's what's happening. So give the ball to Roy Hibbert, let him distribute, give the ball to, you know, David West, the veteran, and work off of that. I think they're looking too much to let those two guys do their thing. That was in the regular season. In the playoffs, get back to fundamental basketball and keep it to your assignment and making big plays when they need to be played. Not every time up and down the court. It's ugly.
It's getting regulated.
Well, we about to go to the commercial. Let's regulate. Let's mount up, Ro. It's Friday. We got a lot more to talk about the playoffs. Man, it's Freestyle Friday also. Entertainment news at the top of the hour with Beat Carter. Oh, man. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Oh, let's go.
Ain't no need to tweak. All you search know what's up with 213. So I left on 21 and Lewis. Some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped off the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers put some gas, so I said, I'm pissed.
These girls peeping me, I'm on glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking Warren's wealth. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up, and they all around. Can't let them see him if they going straight down for pound. They wanna come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my strap and lay them busters down.
They got guns to my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would fly, let me contemplate. I glance in the cut, and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the clip, and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make somebody's turn cold. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate. I just left a gang of those over there on the curb.
Now they got the freaks, and that's a known fact. Before I got jacked, I was on the same track. Back up, cause it's on N-A-T-E-N-E, the woman to the G.
Just like I thought, they were in the same spot, in need of some desperate help. But Nate Dogg and the G-Child were in need of something. One of them dames was sexy as hell. I said, ooh, I like your side. She said my chorus broke down and just sing real nice. Would you let me ride? I got a car full of girls and it's going real swell. The next stop is the East Side Motel.
Sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. Man, we got the super producer and my co-host, T-Row. I'm your host, L Boogie. And as usual, we got Jewel the G out on assignment. Can't wait to get Jewel's back, man.
Yeah, buddy.
But these NBA playoffs, they're really exploiting guys. And I hate to say this, and I'm just looking at it. It's like it's a clear path for Miami, but in that West, they beating each other up. I mean, just check the game we saw last night with the Clippers and the Warriors. I think the Warriors, you know, got shook, or should I say shook one, you know what I mean? Because
right
at the end of the game, we know that Blake Griffin traveled. It was blatant. And it was blatant. If you're at home, you're giving that foul to Steph Curry. I just don't understand. And I want to tell Steph, too, you only defer if you have to pay back student loans. When you're the man on your team, you don't defer. You score the ball. You only had 16 points. Yes, you have 15 assists. But I'm riding with you. I got
right
here with you. So you need to take a little bit more shots. Yes, I don't discriminate against anyone who ain't balling.
Right. Bring your A game. Come on, Steph. You missed all them shots until the fourth quarter. I give you credit because you tried to make up for all the time that you missed, but you kept your team in it with all the assists you had. But come on, man. The referees, hell, Boogie, they got to – come on, man. They got to have an eagle eye for that. Like, I agree with you, man, 100%. If you at home, you get that call. Come on. What is going on with the referees? I know they ain't getting paid off over there in Oakland already.
You know they got to have an L.A. team in it. It keeps the industry up. Let's be honest. We in the streets. They got knocked last year. The economy didn't do well out there. Oh, we in the streets, babe. Keeping it so trill. I don't understand. Do you still got the Clippers winning that series, Ro, or are you going with Golden State?
Nah, man, I'm going to roll with the Clippers, man. I like the way Golden State is playing, but the youth of Golden State comes out late in the games. And if they can't hit those big shots, you know, granted that they have the an awesome fan base because the crowd was able to really keep them into the game. And, you know, when they were getting beat down, it was the fans and the crowd that kept them ignited. So that they every shot that they hit was like, whoa, it's getting, you know, it was a big shot. So I'm going to give it up to Golden State. They're going to play close. But as you can see, that dude, Blake Griffin, is grown up. And I hope this isn't just for the first round. I hope that Blake Griffin can show us exactly what he's made of. And, I don't see him flopping anymore. I think, you know, it has a lot to do with Doc Rivers being over there, making those guys – being held accountable for everything. And you don't even see Chris Paul fussing as much as he used to. So I'm going to give it up for the Clippers. I'm going to still roll with the Clippers. I think that they have something to prove, especially when you got DeAndre Jordan and Blake Griffin balling like that. Come on, man.
It's a dirty game. So somebody going to have to get dirty for Golden State. We can't depend on Mr. Jermaine O'Neal, man. He been balling since, you know, 88, man. So, old Jermaine, we can't depend on Jermaine. We need to think about others.
L Boogie, I don't mean to cut you off, but it also shows how important Andrew Bogut is to the Golden State Warriors. Without him really being present and, you know, him being on that one leg, you got to be dirty in that paint, like you said.
And, you know, we kind of glossed over this, jumping back. Mr., you know, Greg Popovich don't look like the coach of the year pulling, you know, these substitutions. Is very, very unorthodox, as we know. You go by hunches, and you can't question, you know, the four-time champion coach. But at the same time, you scratch your head a little bit. Some of the moves that were made and were not made.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. It is a head scratcher. Sometimes you just don't understand what these coaches are thinking. But I really think, L Boogie, that it has something to do with the way the lineups are. You know, right now, it's not a switch up every night. It's the same people going out there to do that thing. And when the starters go out, these bench guys who have been starters for half the season kind of got to get it going to get, you know, to get the points on the board. But at times you can see that the Spurs look sporadic when they're trying to score the ball. So that's what the head scratcher is for me. But I love it. We go kick San Antonio's ass.
We'll see. It's got a great game plan going, Don. I'm not being a hater. But we know when that pressure comes, when you need to become a champion and put the dagger in somebody, sometimes we can't rely on Dirk Diggler to do it all. He's getting older. Sometimes he can't boogie. You know what I mean?
Don't be disrespectful about Dirk.
So Monte gonna have to parlay. You know what I mean? He's gonna really have to take it to the next level and put them over the top. Because when he's balling, everything is haywire. When he gets to that paint, it opens up. It opens up for Dirk and, you know what I mean, you know, Calderon. You know what I mean? My Italian guy. So it's going to be very interesting. These playoffs, it's good. I really don't want to watch, you know, LeBron and them, but I love watching greatness. So
you know what about that Miami series? It's really good because Miami is being taken to the limit. I'll give all the credit in the world to the team that they're playing because they didn't bow down to Miami. You know what I mean? Even though they took a loss, they played up until the last minute. And that's all you ask for, man. Just play your best. Play your hardest. That's all the coach really asks for. And if you give yourself an opportunity, anything can happen. It just so happens that, you know, Miami has the 2-0 lead, and it's just that way right now with Charlotte.
Hold on. You said they lost, right? Both games, but they gave the effort. I'm going to tell you just like my man Herm Edwards said. Hello? You play to win the games. Hello? You don't play for effort. You play to win the games. Hello?
Now, let me ask you this. Okay, since you won't be like that, let me ask you this. Did you really expect the Charlotte Bobcats to win a game in this series?
No, I didn't, so I don't understand why you're giving them credit. A valid effort. Man, please. LeBron and them are on 60% right now. When they need a bucket, they get a bucket. When they need a stop, they'll get a stop. That's the difference between them and the Indiana Pacers and the rest of the East.
They don't know how to put that dagger in them, dog.
They don't know how to put the dagger in them and to take the win out their sail when they think they're on a run. So you got to have guys that get fouled to stop the momentum, stop the run. You know, guys
right.
Go to the foul line. And it stops the game and slows the game down, you know, when a team goes on a run. Instead of it being a 18-2 run, it might be a 12-6 run.
Right.
You know, and those couple points make a difference. And that's the difference between, like Coach Miller said, between OKC and the other teams. You know, if OKC get knocked and San Antonio get knocked, it's going to be very interesting who comes out of that West.
I told you, it's going to be the top. We put it down.
You're going to do what we did in 99 in the short season.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
81 and just went all the way, huh? Okay.
Hey, you know we hit that shot to, you know, that sent y'all to the almost to the game with a game, right? Or to a championship, you know? His name was Larry Johnson. They call him Grandma Ma. He from Dallas. I love it. Miami, reading them boys the bedtime story, man. They ain't messing around with old Charlotte. I appreciate the effort, Charlotte.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. We're going to have stories. We're going to be able to tell our kids, and their kids going to be able to say something about these playoffs, because it's legendary.
All right, you kids get to bed, I get the story.
It's Friday. Oh, we're going to talk about some, we're going to give us some street sweeps on who going pro, who not. And bro going to give you something about who got fat and who got fine. Hopefully he'll be talking like Randy Moss. Straight cash, homie. The street. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. T-Roll Boogie, let's go.
Cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease. But one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DC undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said, keep still, boy, no need for static. Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said, why'd you hit me? The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he thought to figure, I'll do years if I pull this trigger. So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway stations. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near University. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went to glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17.
In a madman's dream. The cop shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow are your soldiers. Cash. Good night. Knock him out the box, Rick. Knock him out, Rick.
What are you talking in the asylum? We hot. It's going crazy in the key. Woo! We gonna knock him out the box. The streets of talk is sports talk show. With a twist of hip hop. From a street perspective, giving you sports and entertainment news. At the top of the hour, like we said, we're going to have B. Carter come in and give us the juice on what's going on out there in the street. You know what I mean? On that entertainment part of the show. Oh, they knocking them out the box. That's what the Nets doing right now to Toronto.
Read them a
bedtime. Oh, yeah, they knocking them out the box. Man. I guess like Paul Pierce said at the game one. That's why they brought me here. I'm about to give you a bedtime story. I'm about to put you to sleep.
Man.
And I just want to say right now, man, MVP of the playoffs is LaMarcus Aldridge. He averaging 44.5 a game, man.
That's big. Yeah, but before we go any further, man, I want to give a big shout-out, man, you know, to our big brother AJ, man, putting us down on that Ustream, on that Global Network One, and now taking us to another level out there, man, in the ATL, man. Big ups to you, brother AJ. Man, big shout-out to Court Construction. Man, you know, we got a little something with Court Construction, man. Hopefully, you know, we'll be able to, you know, do a little something with some sponsorship or something here and there with the Court Construction, man. So, you know, we keep our fingers crossed with that in the streets, man. Hope y'all checking us out on the web, Court Construction. You know, big ups to you. We love y'all. That's what's up. And, of course, big shout out to my dude, L Boogie. You, L. That's my dude. Always on assignment, man. Just be rolling in the L.A. streets, man. Gather that info. You know what I mean? Can't wait to see what's happening out there when he come back with all that news. You know? Brooklyn going to give it to Toronto, L Boogie. It's all over said and done.
Like I said before, I'm just proud of Toronto getting to the playoffs. But like I said, in the words of the great Herm Edwards, you play to win the games. Hello? So I knew Toronto would be a good out, but I'm not giving them any praise after that. You got to the playoffs. You played in the regular season and you won some games. So you got there. Okay. But I'm not giving you a chance against Brooklyn right now.
Right.
Now how they're playing. Now, if they would have played in the beginning of the season, maybe I would have gave them a chance. But right now,
right,
I think that Brooklyn has hit their stride as far as chemistry. It's coming along at the right time, and Jason Kidd had to make some quirks on the court and remove guys on the sideline. Like the street saying, like we always say in the streets, you as good as the people around you. He had to fire
right
a dude who he used to play for, and coach Lawrence Frank.
Two of NBA
so,
finals, not one, but two.
So he had to fire him, take the, you know what I mean, do some different things, and it panned out. So I want to give a big up to Jay Kidd for that. And,
man,
we didn't talk about, I'm sorry, we didn't talk about the Wizards, how they just took two games also in the shot, and they're up in the third quarter at least by 3 or 4 points right now. So, man, are you impressed with what the Wizards are doing?
I am impressed by what the Wizards are doing, but at the same time, it just looks like what Atlanta's doing to Indiana. Too much speed with John Wall and that Bradley Beal. And granted that Chicago really knows how to play defense, but when you don't have an offensive player that you can depend on to score, when you really need a basket, it makes it tough for you to get the job done night in and night out. But I think Chicago and Washington is going to be a seven-game series. But I give it up to Washington for being where they are. Two up. All thing you got to do is win two more. First one to four gets you to the next round.
This is, man, I'm telling you, John Wall went healthy, like I keep saying. I judge these guys on when they're healthy. I can't have guys playing 40 games and 50 games. So he's in his fourth, fifth year, and he's doing what he's supposed to do. He's doing a heck of a job. I don't think,
absolutely,
you know, I don't think the Heimlich maneuver can work on John Wall.
Not.
And Beal, whoo, he got a lot of money, so he's paying a lot of bills up in there, boy. I tell you that.
He's give him credit for him just being a second-year player this year. He's really looking like a veteran, a real calm dude when the pressure's on. So I give him credit for being that Robin to John Wall, who's the Batman of that team. And big ups to Nene working that middle. Woo, Nene. Do your thing, Nene. Show them what's up.
You see the moment of silence? Guess who that was for? That's for the Chicago Bulls because they have no one to score the basketball. who can score off the dribble? Joakim Noah? Where they can, you know what I mean? Part the Red Sea for him. He gets a couple buckets. But let's be honest. Chicago needs some scoring. And they put Carlos Boozer on the bench in the fourth quarter. He never plays in the fourth. So I don't understand that move. You need some scoring. Yeah, you got Taj Gibson and all, but shoot, you might want to slide him out to the three maybe sometimes. Go big. It's the playoffs. You talking playoffs, man.
Playoffs? Hell, Boogie, let me give you the street sweep real quick, man, before we get to the top, before we get to the mid of the hour, you know what I'm saying, before B call in with the entertainment news, man. Hey, you remember when Toronto game one, when the game was being played out there against Brooklyn, you know, the general manager out there, Mr. Masai Ujiri, he was out there, man. He was getting Toronto hype, huh? What he tell him, L Boogie?
F Nets, F Brooklyn.
Yep, and it got him fined 25 rats. He got fined 25 rats.
They have him all right.
Yes, sir. And, you know, for using profanity in a public place. Come on, Mr. Ujiri. You know it was the 18 and under. It was rated G up around there, man. You got to watch your mouth, man. You should have done that on the inside, if anything. You know what I mean? And then, you know, who else, man? You knew your boy Josh McRobbins was going to get a fine. I'm surprised they didn't suspend him. Your boy Josh McRobbins for the Charlotte Bobcats, who elbowed LeBron in the chin, you know, he got fined 20,000 racks for doing what he did. You know, sometimes you got to show muscle. So I'm glad he did what he did. But you know what? That just added fuel to the fire. Too bad you go get swept, Josh McRobbins. Should have done it in game one. Waited too late. And, of course, like you mentioned earlier, Greg Popovich won his third Coach of the Year award for the NBA, ties in with Don Nelson and also Pat Riley, the only three to ever have done it. Congratulations to those big dogs. You know what I mean? That big dog status, boy. Goran Dragic, one of the most improved players. He played for the Phoenix Suns, man. You know, when Eric Bledsoe went down this season, you saw a lot, and I mean a lot, of Goran Dragic, and he showed improved over there in Phoenix and averaged about 20 points and was able to get the most improved award over there, you know, which really wasn't surprising to too many people, you know what I mean? So big up to my dude Goran Dragic because we had a good time checking him out. We got some news of some guys going pro, you know what I mean? That dude from UConn who helped the UConn Huskies get to the championship game and win it all. That dude, DeAndre Daniel, he was a junior. He's going to go ahead and take his talents to the NBA. We also have your boy Julius Randle, who pronounced, you know, earlier after the game, after the national championship game was played, there was some talk that he was going to go to the league. He sent a tweet and said, man, I never said I was going to do it. You know, but now he didn't held a press conference this week saying he's taking his talents to the league. Whereas your boy from Baylor, Isaiah Austin, the big guy, 7-footer in the middle, shooting threes, he's coming out just as well. So big ups to him. Then we have another guy from Colorado named Spencer. Man, the Nindle, he's coming out. He tore his ACL in December. And he's trying to get back to the league. I mean, he's trying to get back, you know, to good health. And he said he's going to the league. For those who are fans, them Harrison twins, straight from Kentucky, they're coming back. I know you don't like them, L Boogie, but you go get a dose. They're coming back. You're going to have a nice little class coming in from the high school, you know. It's going to be big for Kentucky. And also the big guy in the middle, Michael Porter, he's coming back. Or excuse me, Alex Porter, he's coming back. He said he wants to be NBA ready. So, you know, he was already, you know, manhandling them dudes in the middle. So it'll be big for him coming back. And last but not least, I know you happy about this one. UConn has decided that, well, not UConn, but Ryan Boatwright from the University of UConn has decided that he's going to come back for his senior season. I know you're excited about that, but I know you know he wasn't NBA ready because he was looking like garbage out there. Good thing in the title game he was able to show and prove and help UConn win, you know, their fourth title. So big up to Ryan Boatwright coming back, whereas, you know, hopefully he can do what Shabazz did and lead his team to the promised land and repeat. But we both know that ain't going to happen. And that's your street sweep for the week. Hey, L Boogie, I forgot to mention on Monday, man. Man, we lost a great boxer, man. Reuben Hurricane Carter, man. Hurricane. They made a movie about the dude and everything. So big ups to him and a song, you know what I mean? And then big ups, man. I lost one of my uncles, Uncle Shiny, man. Big ups to Uncle Shiny. His funeral was yesterday. Heard they did it big for my uncle, man, you know, my mom, and they had to sing, and the Thurl sisters, man, so I know it was big. Big up to my mom and the Thurl sisters and everybody who showed up at the funeral. You know, I know it was a sad occasion, but, you know, it also is a good thing because it brings everybody out. And then she had to attend another funeral. You know, Brother Blair wrote for a church newspaper out there in Texas, man. It was so big they had to have his viewing at the St. Bernard, Texas, because the church wasn't going to be big enough to hold it, L Boogie. So, you know, that's how you want to go out. Well known. That's when people know who you are. You know what I'm saying, L Boogie? But, you know, rest in peace to all those who we lost, man. And once again, to my dude Fleetwood, man, it's just amazing. Oh, and Kendrick Masters, man, one of my dudes, quiet dude. Man, it's just amazing how many people out there lost in the last, you know, 10 days, man. But, you know, prayers go out to everybody, man. And, you know, we on this earth to live and die, man. So that's what I wanted to say. So, you know, that's your street sweep for the week, L Boogie. I hope you enjoy. And we got that fight tomorrow. Who you got, John Jones? Or you going for the guy Glover Teixeira who the won 20 in a row? Who you got?
You know I'm going with John Jones. I don't think anyone can beat him. He's the Floyd Mayweather of the UFC in the light heavyweight division. And every time he fights, he puts on a show. So I just hope he doesn't go out like the Brazilian and break something and his career is over with. I think he's going to do a very good job and prevail. It's going to be a tough fight. But on Monday, we'll be talking about he's still the champion and the greatest to do it in this division.
Yeah, man, I feel you on that. Yeah, it's going to be another tough fight. You know, he's fighting a guy who got heavy hands. But I think John Jones learned from the Gustafsson fight of what it takes to really fight those five rounds and be dedicated to what you need to do to know what's coming. Because being the champion, you know, it's hard. It ain't easy being at the top, L Boogie. You know, especially when you have to move on up to even get to the top, and now that you're at the top, you got to sustain a standard at the top. So, John Jones, I hope you ready, homeboy. I hope you taking this serious, because 20 wins in a row sound like something big to me. I hope you got the jawbone tightened up. Hope you got two mouthpieces, one for the top and one for the bottom, because I need you to survive. I need you to survive, baby. You a great champion, but we'll see, L Boogie. He going to be tested. And then a week after that, we got the money team, Floyd Mayweather against that dude Miranda. I can't wait. I know we got a lot of time, but we just got to touch on it a little bit, dog. We just a little bit. Can we touch on it just a little bit, L Boogie?
Absolutely. It's the streets, baby. We holler about everything. And in June, we're going to holler about the World Cup. Soccer, a.k.a. football. We do it all in the streets. We don't discriminate. And the hockey playoffs have been very tremendous. And can you believe it? the Toronto Raptors have pulled within 1 point in the streets, 2 points, 97-95, with a chance to make a three-point play with 34 seconds remaining. Oh, and at the end of the third, we got Chicago beating the Washington Wizards in Washington by 3, 72-69. But getting back to this Floyd Mayweather, I really can't see anybody hitting him. I mean, I've been watching him. He's been beating up on these guys. And when I say guys, sorry, you know, I'm not being very racist or anything, but he knows how to pick them and knows when to schedule it by Cinco de Mayo. So he knows how to make his money in the streets.
He to figure out the
and
gold
he's
plan.
Be a, oh, man. He has to strategize. And we know what the plan is going to be. You better catch him early because he's going to figure you out, and then he's going to just get at you. And it's going to look like a clinic, like he's done the last three fights we've seen.
Right.
Do I see a knockout? No. I see that him trying to embarrass the guy like how he embarrassed his protege, Adrian Broner. What's your take on it, Ro?
Man, I think Floyd, you know, he comes to get his workout on, man. 12 rounds, it ain't going to do nothing fancy to knock him out. If he can, he probably will if it's just, you know, Miranda keeps pressing. But we know, L Boogie, after you get tired of trying to hit something that you can't see, you get frustrated. And the fight begins to change. And then everything looks like what we thought it was going to look like. And then Floyd makes it easy. He gets paid on Cinco de Mayo. You, like you said, it's a big payday. He done figured out the plan on how to get paid. And when it's all said and done, $240 million in his back pocket. Or the loser get only like $20, $25 million. You know, had the best dress, you know, situation going on in Las Vegas. Come on, man. Just another way to go get another Bugatti. That's all he going to go do.
I woke up in the Bugatti. And by his girl, you know what I mean, some $6,000, you know what I mean, stilettos. You know what Floyd doing in the streets, man. It's going to be frenzy. So you're hyping it up, but it's going to be another Floyd Mayweather clinic. That's all I can say. And like my man Forrest Gump was saying, my man T-Nick, that's all I got to say about that. So,
you know,
I really can't see it. And people pay, and see, this is what I keep telling the streets. It's so amazing, and it's so electrifying that people want to see not Floyd Mayweather lose, but will pay to see Floyd Mayweather lose. They don't want Floyd to win. Sorry. You're going to keep paying for victories. You're going to keep paying for victories. Because he's not going to lose. And I love Manny Pacquiao.
Another shook one. That's all it's going to be. What's up, mama? I see you, baby girl.
Man, we about to go to the commercial. Well, after we come back, we're going to have the entertainment part of the show with B. Carter. Man, shook one. You guys in the playoffs playing with your booty hole tight. You shook right now. Get it together in the street. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. 8 to 10 p.m. You in the streets with T-Ro and L Boogie. Let's go. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for himself in this land. We be gunning and keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around, but they never come close to. I can see it inside your face. You're in the wrong place. Cowards like you just get
but words just don't move me. You're minor, we major. You're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player. Don't make me have to call your name out. We cool as featherweight. My gunshots will make you levitate. I'm only 19, but my mind is older. When the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold. Another nigga deceased, another story gets told. It ain't nothing really. And yo, done sparked the Philly, so I can get my mind off these yellow back niggas. While they still alive, I don't know. Go figure. Meanwhile, back in Queens, the realness and foundation. If I die, I couldn't choose a better location. When the slugs penetrate, you feel a burning sensation. Getting closer to God in a tight situation now. Take these words home and think it through. Or the next rhyme I write might be about you. Son, they shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. Living the life that is diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turn nuns. Cowardly hearts that straight up shook one, shook one. It ain't a crook, son. You just a shook one.
For every rhyme I write, it's 25 to life. There was so much to got some trust, safeguard on my life. Ain't no time for hesitation, that only leads to incarceration. You don't know me, there's no relation. Queensbridge, MC, don't play. I don't got time for your petty thinking, my son, I'm bigger than those. Claiming that you pack heat, but you're scared to hold. And with the smoke clears, you be left with one and you don't. 13 years in the projects, my mentality is what, kid? You talk a good one, but you don't want it. Sometimes I wonder, do I deserve to live? Or am I going to burn the hell for all the things I did? No time to dwell on that, cause my brain reacts. Front if you want, kid, lay on your back. I don't fake that, kid, you know I bring it to your life. Stay in a child's place, kid, you out of line. Criminal mind, thirsty for recognition. I'm sipping, E and J got my mind flipping. I'm bucking, digging my ways out of hope for hustling. Get that loot, kid, you know my function. Cause long as I'm alive, I'ma live illegal. And once I get on, I'ma put on all my people's react quick, for lyrics like Max ahead. You don't know when I roll up the beat, go sleep because I'm freaking.
Son, ain't shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Living the life that is diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turn nuts. Cowardly hearts and straight up shook one, shook one. He ain't a crook, son.
You ain't a crook, son. You shook one. Were you missing foul shots at the foul line? It's crunch time. You a shook one. When you can't hit buckets and you deferring like a college student on a college loan, on a student loan, you a shook one. You better play like a star. Stop deferring like you owe money to the educational system or on a house. You better stop deferring. Man, they shook one. And my co-hosts want to give moral victories. No, man, they shook one. It's like my man Herm Edwards would say, you play to win the games. Hello? We don't play because, oh, good game, it was tight, and we went into overtime. No. You play to win the game. Hello?
Hello?
Man, before we continue, man, I want to give a shout-out, man, to Unc. What's up, Unc? I see you. Man, my Uncle Joe always tuning in. You know what I mean? And my cuz, man, we're going to get him on the line. We're going to get him on the line. You know what I mean? Party Marty. Oh, yeah. Going to school to be. He party, but Party going to school to be a dentist on you guys in the streets, man. My cousin.
Oh, yeah.
You feel me?
I need to hook up on them braces, man. I need to get these choppers straight. Yeah, I mean.
You know. So, but, yeah, the playoffs, man, when you call the asylum, 347-855-8896, just hit one, you be in the queue. We try to get you on the yard. You know, you express your feelings and what you want to express. It doesn't just have to be about sports, but what's going on in the streets, on your block, and entertainment. We want to give a shout-out to, you know what I mean, one of our guys down in, you know, Covington, Georgia, AJ, you know, got us on Ustream, Global Network One, and we also on the air right now. 87.9 WERE. FM, baby.
FM, baby.
And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
I like it when you say it like that.
Shout out, man, to A Taste of Heaven, too, man. You already know. Yo, Ro, who we got coming in, man? It's hot, man. Who we got coming in?
Man, you already know what it is, man. We're going to get our first-time call in, man. You know what it is. Hey, yo, caller, welcome to the streets, man. You on live with your boy L Boogie and T-Ro. What's your name and where you calling from, Phil?
Party Marty, Cleveland, Ohio.
Party Marty on the line. Kim Pope, what's happening with you this evening on this Fanatic Friday?
Oh, man, just trying to stay dry and step between the raindrops. Do what I do.
Like them do.
Lingo is tremendous. You think my vocabulary is on one? So, Party, let me ask you this. I know you've been checking a little bit of the playoffs. I know you've been in the streets talking, and they hollering. I got a question for you. What's going down? Who's hot? Who's not, in your opinion, in the playoffs?
I mean, I don't know. I'm going to stick what I've been with, and I got to roll with my kinfolks, Miami.
Oh. Miami looks like the clear-cut favorite. Now, I know you're a Browns fan. The draft is coming up less than a month away. Who's the consensus favorite, and who you want the Browns to pick?
A quarterback, a good quarterback. I don't care who it is. As long as he's a good quarterback without all the hype.
Oh, that's going to be hard to do. Do you believe in Brian Hoyer, Party Marty?
Brian Hoyer is good, but I don't think he can handle the pressure. I don't think he's strong enough. He get hurt too much. He ain't strong enough.
What those three games last year that he won in a row? I mean, he got y'all on a little winning streak for a minute.
Yeah, that was for a minute. You know how Cleveland do. But I don't know. We got nephew Dante Whitner, Mr. Hittner, hit home. So we're going to do what it do this year, a little bit on the defense side. Get Joe Hayden a little help because he got exploded because he's too short. He's a good cornerback, but he's too short. You put somebody tall on him, it's a wrap.
L Boogie told me that Dante Whitner was going to be—he legally was going to change his name, take the W off, and call it Dante Hittner.
Dante Hittner.
Dante Hittner. Please do. Please have him call in, Party, and see. That's why he has the name Party, because Party knows a lot of people. He's in the streets, and for him to call the show, we must be hot. So, Party, we want to appreciate you for blessing us and giving us some of your time. And before you get off the line, I got to ask you one more question. Are the Browns going to the playoffs this year? Don't answer that as a Clevelander. Answer that as a sportsman.
No.
Straight. No playoff. But we gonna look good on defense.
We're going to look
good
on
defense. But you got to score.
Got to score. Unless defense
don't get
mad. You can
definitely watch it. I think y'all going to be excited. That's all you need is I know you need a quarterback. Like you say, get a quarterback without the big-time hype. I think you can get that in the later rounds. But if you guys are able to get Sammy Watkins, oh, my goodness.
But you got to understand, the Browns, we've always been known to have been a dual back team. I don't know where the hell they get this one running back running. I'm taking it back to Kevin Mack, Ernest Miner, Mike Pruitt, Greg Pruitt. That's when we was doing something. We ain't no single back running team. Utilize both of them. Hell, they're getting paid.
Absolutely. You made a great point. Yeah, they need another running back because they let, you know, Quinn, your boy Richardson go. So, you know what I mean? They should look for that. They got two. Listen to this. They got two picks in the first round. They got three in the second. So they should be able to do something.
You got to understand that Cleveland is, you got a lot of black people here, but Cleveland's a white town, buddy. They showed you that when the Heisman Trophy winner, Troy Smith, he won the Heisman. Who'd they pick? I knew they was going to pick the little dude when they kept showing him in the Browns uniform when he was a little kid, man. I was sitting right beside Troy. That broke his heart, man.
Streets! If you guys don't know Troy Smith, he comes from a community, the Glenville community, and I had the privilege to coach Troy Smith when he was a youngin', and he wore my number, number 10. And it was retired at Cleveland Central Catholic, and Earl Boykins wore number 10 as well. So, saying that to say, Party Marty, you got anything you want to say to the streets before we let you go?
Stay up. Y'all know what I do. Party. Motherfucking Marty. H-I-M. I am that nigga. Peace.
I love it. That's what I'm talking about.
And Party.
Yo.
And Party. And I know you're going to do this. Tell a friend. Tell a friend. To tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
You know it.
That's my cousin.
Man, that's what's up, El Boogie. Party, Marty, man. You know what I mean? Call the show to see it. I need to hook
he's
up on that dinner work, Pippin.
He's the World Wide West of Cleveland, Ohio.
Ooh.
He knows all the athletes. He knows all the, you know, whatever you want. And
celebrities and everything. It's going down.
He can get Tiger what he wants, too.
Tell Halle Berry to give me a call. I need Halle Berry to call me. She from Cleveland, right?
Party and get a number for you. Party and get a number for you. But, man, we got anybody else coming to the asylum before we get to the break?
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. You know where we're taking it. We like, I tell you, smell the food cooking already because, you know, when he come in, not only is it smelling good, but then he like to fuck it up with some controversy all the time. I don't know what be wrong with my brother,
ooh,
but, you know, I want it any other way because I like to get it stirred up, especially on Friday. So I know he got something slick to say, but I just got one question to ask him once we get it going on. Yo, Chef, you on the line with the streets.
What's up, fellas?
What's happening, big brother? What you doing?
Oh, man, I'm chilling. I'm looking left. I'm looking right. Got to put over. It's too much rain out here. I ain't trying to get wet. You feel me? You know,
right.
Hey, I'm a Teletubby, man. You know, I made it be hug. I ain't made for this rain. Like, rain I miss. You hear me?
Already. That's what I'm talking about.
Listen, you know how most black people look for the summertime. Well, I look for the winter because that's my type of, you know, that's my type of environment. What's up with the streets tonight?
Man, you know what the hot topic is, man. Hey.
Get him.
This is
get
what
him.
I had to ask you.
Man, Lance Stevenson, Roy Hilbert. Man, I see y'all on the first thing smoking. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Frank Vogel, and listen, I see you too, man. You're going to be great somewhere else, but you're not just going to be in Indiana. Do you see the look on Larry Bird's face? Do you see that do you see the disrespect, the irony, the evil in his eyes? Listen, man, I will see you guys the first thing smoking. Hey, Paul George, let me tell you something. You are not a superstar. When you are a superstar, you play like a superstar. You don't have no type of rents. You don't do all these turnovers. We can't win like that. Hey, listen, y'all just single-handedly think y'all just about to get us to Miami this year? Listen, this is a – can I – man, as I'm in the streets tonight, man, is this Friday?
Yeah, because I need to know why you not going to let Miami three-peat.
Man, listen, man, first off, Miami's – they the little vaginas that walk around a little girl's legs. Secondly is – check this out. Secondly, let me tell you something. I am so – disrespected of how well I'm seeing. First off, if a player is killing you like they killing you, you want me to tell you what you do? You sacrifice, which means is when you sacrifice, you throw a prayer who shows no type of, listen, they have nothing to do with your playbook. You throw him in the game, and guess what you do? You close line Jeff T out of the air. That's how you win basketball games, man. I don't understand what's going on. I don't know if I'm sitting up here watching a charity event, is they in daycare, or it's just too much going on, man, and I'm not accepting. Hey, listen, San Antonio Spurs, you cannot play like y'all been playing. Y'all are acting like Dallas is a dominant team. We have beat these guys 15 games in a row. 15 games in a row until a couple nights ago. Hey, listen, it looked like to me that we the one playing on edge, and they the one sitting up here dominating us. Why are we continuously playing behind? Why are we sitting up here missing these free throws? Why are we sitting up here and committing all these turnovers?
They call him Dirk.
What's going on, Dirk? Who? Man, Dirk ain't doing it. They ain't who doing it. It ain't not about Dirk, man. Dirk had 11 points last game, and we came back from 10 points. There should be no reason why we coming back from 10 points.
I tell you this, Jeff, it's a head-scratcher like me and L Boogie were talking about earlier, because now it almost looks like since Coach Greg Popovich has won Coach of the Year again for the third time, now it looks like things don't formulate the way that it was doing during the regular season, because I think that without having those lineups switched up like in the playoffs, it's the same system going on, and if those guys don't get it going early, I'm speaking of the bench, I think it takes them out of the, you know, their little swag. But, hey, don't win game three and see what happens. We're going to be putting y'all on y'all back.
Now, let me tell you. Now, listen, this is going to be my last playoff series I want to talk about. See, because I ain't got to tell y'all about what I said about Portland and Houston. I ain't got to talk too much because the series is talking for itself. But I'm going to tell y'all something that which I projected. I projected Memphis was going to pop these Oklahoma City boys. And I'm going to tell y'all why. You want me to tell you why? Because they know at the end of the day, if they don't come in and play, Z-Bo going to punch them in their mouth. So then, so what they doing is they going out there and they find a way to sit up here and irritate them boys. Last night when we seen, I was talking so much ish in a BW3. I thought somebody was going to punch me in my ish. So listen, I'm talking so much ish in BW3s, I thought somebody was going to clothesline me. How I was talking, first off, it should be no reason why we are witnesses, these number ones and these number two teams are sitting up here playing on the ropes like they're playing like we watching college basketball. This is what I'm seeing. It's exciting to me. I can't wait till the Bobcats steal this next one. But listen, Memphis, continue putting your press on these guys' neck. You want me to tell you why? Because y'all looking very good doing it. And when y'all looking very good doing it, guess what y'all doing? Y'all starting controversy. What if Memphis being a championship?
If Memphis win the championship, Elvis going to come back in the building.
Oh, my God. You see what I'm saying? Man, it's a lot of controversy going on, man. It's too much controversy going on, and I like it. I like it. That means this offseason is going to be even more exciting. You see what I'm saying? Because it's going, not only do we have a deep draft everybody keep talking about, it's a lot of free agents out there. It's going to be a lot of teams getting shaped up. And guess what? It's going to be a lot of opt-outs. So we need a lot of controversy to go on ahead. Hey, L Boogie, I got one question for you, man. I'm gonna start this controversy early, and since you want to fake jump on my Browns, then I'm gonna tell you what we gonna do for the draft. But I'm gonna ask you one question because we're not worried about what T-Roll let them Cowboys, and you know the only
you better pick, watch your mouth.
Man, ain't nobody, the only pick y'all got was Brandon Wheaton. Y'all only picked him up, so we understand what y'all did. Y'all sitting up here playing for number one next year. That's what's going on with y'all. L Boogie, your Knickerbockers, right? Your Knickerbockers, they are projected And the talk of the streets is that they're going to bring somebody in the rotation that knows the triangle. So are we witnessing Phil Jackson is going to be the president and the coach?
Oh,
I hope so.
You saying the coach too?
I hope so. I don't think it's going to happen. I hope so. But he needs to bring somebody in there that can learn it on the fly. He might need to bring Byron Scott in there. Somebody who can take some Byron Scott.
Man, who? Byron Scott.
Better than Steve Kerr, I tell you that.
No, never better than Steve Kerr. You want me to tell you why? Because Byron Scott was not no winner. Steve Kerr is a winner, brother man. Let's be honest. Steve Kerr.
Wait. What you just said?
Hold on. We got to forget. Remember what the chef told us. He wasn't born then. Byron Scott has three rings with the Lakers during Showtime.
That's cool. Okay, now compared to Steve Kerr, how many? Do you remember where that guy left from? Do you remember who he retired from? He retired from one of the biggest dynasties.
As a ace man coming in a spot up shoe. Byron Scott was a starter. Byron Scott was the man, one of the men on the Lakers team. He wasn't coming off no bench and hit the game winning shot. Oh no. Byron Scott was in wars.
What do we got? We got people who fight on the front line, and we got the scary cats to be in the back tucking bullets. Listen, in basketball,
the sick one.
You know what? You know how I feel? This is what I feel about you. I feel tonight that you sitting up here and trying to find any ways to sit up here and fake it with the world and tell the world this propaganda. So what I'm going to put it up, Byron Scott as a coach is not no winner. Who have he learned the game from? He's nothing but talk. Not NBC. He's nothing but talk.
When he was a coach with the Indiana Pacers, how far did they go?
Nowhere.
They didn't go to the conference final.
When Steve Kerr was the coach, Robert Horry threw a towel in his face. Whoever we get, though, Chef, on the real side, going back to your question, whoever we get, two things got to happen. They have to get the triangle together, and they got to be able to control the locker room because we got a lot of personalities. We got guys like Tyson Chandler can say whatever he wants about the coach game plan is not playing defense. We got guys like Raymond Felton out of shape, not taking things serious. We need a coach that's going to come in there and with some championship pedigree to turn this thing around.
Hey, T-Ro.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear what this man just said, man?
I just say, man, that boy, he tries to find hope in any kind of situation. You know what I mean? His boys ain't going to be doing nothing. It's going to take about another 4 years. Carmelo's going to pop up.
I'm filled with confidence. Listen, I've been drinking Kool-Aid all day. So, man, I'm on one. Did you just hear the incompetence of what this man just said? He said Tyson Chandler and Raymond Felton. Who? We're talking about a dude who cannot make a shot right underneath the basket and a point guard and that ain't what? We ain't seen no big point guard like that as Baron Davis. Dude is just ridiculous.
John Bagley.
Oh my God. I'm gonna be the first to sit up here and say, let's get on to these winners. Well, let me tell you what the Browns is gonna do. The Browns is gonna take Sammy Watkins. No. That's what you're really thinking. The Browns is going to get a quarterback. The Browns is going to trade up and do something so dumb that is gonna turn out smart. I'm gonna tell you something. I'm letting you know this is about to happen. They gonna take one.
Well, let me know then.
Huh?
Well, let me know then.
Second round. Leave Sammy Watkins alone. We don't know if he can prove it. I'm about to give y'all a solid wide receiver who I know for sure that's going to come in and shape up the Brown receiver court and make them a deeper threat. And
can I say it before you say it?
Go ahead.
I know who you're about to say.
Who?
Marquise Lee from USC.
No, I am not about to say Marquise Lee from USC. No, I'm not. I am not about to say him.
I gotta
keep it going. I'm about to say
West Coast.
His name, he played for the Hoosiers right on the other side of Shannon Wynn. Coley Latimer. Listen, that man did not drop a ball all year.
Damn.
76 catches, 1,072 yards. Hello?
Damn.
I'm listening. He's rising on everybody's board.
Man, Google that. He would come in and he would shape up the Browns organization as an offensive wise because we have witnessed him be the star guy. We have witnessed him let win, take over games. We have witnessed him let the running back run all over the place. We know they ain't playing that many tough teams. But if he come in, because he will be there the second round. He will be there. Pick him for our number 30. What's the 32, 33 pick? Pick that. Listen,
yeah.
Go ahead and get Clemson running back. Let's get some speed. Let's find a speedable running back because we got the power. Ben Tate going to bring that power. He going to bring that truckload, all of it. Let's find a speed running back that's going to sit up here and have us with enough speed to get because we, you know, we like to run under Hoyer. If y'all paid attention, we like to run the no-huddle a lot. So let's go ahead. Let's bring speed. Let's bring the speed. The type of speed, not speed stick that we're off real quick. The type of speed like a Darryl Sproles. You feel what I'm saying? I'm going to tell y'all.
Right.
I'm going to be the first to say it. Chef, a.k.a. Mr. Controversy, a.k.a. A Taste of Heaven, I am telling the world that the Browns will make the playoffs this year. And I believe we're going to be over 500.
Man, wishful thinking.
Wishful
y'all ain't going to do nothing. Yeah, man, hey, y'all won four games this season. Three
y'all
other games.
We're going to win a divisional game. So we're not even talking about your week, boys. Y'all are not going to be the Redskins. Y'all are not going to be the Giants.
At least we know we're going to be 8-8.
No, y'all not. We're at.
You know you're going to be 8-8. You've been there for the last 3 years.
Man, look.
At least we know we're going to be 8-8.
Man, if you say so. If you say
so. Let me
so.
Ask you this. Let me hold on, El Boogie. You don't say a word because I'm mad at you right now. You don't say nothing. Because your team is the only team that I know that can get away cheating legally and still get away with it. Now, see, this is what I had to ask you, Chef, because I know you would agree with me. How the hell the New York Yankees pitcher, Michael Pineda, not just get caught with pine tar in the one start, but then on his second consecutive start, he has come out with pine tar on his neck. What the hell is going on in Yankee Land? El Boogie, you don't say a word. You don't say a word. Because y'all cheated. Y'all got 14 wins this season, and y'all cheat with pine tar. Is it legal or is it illegal? See, that's why I don't like baseball. They don't never make it just clear cut. It's always a gray area. Chef, can you help me out? Why are the Yankees cheating?
I was going to take y'all's segment, and I was going to call this dude a big dummy. What is you thinking? What do you think that is, cologne? You got the nerve to have a zebra stripe on your neck. Like, what's wrong with this guy, man? And he, you know what he did? He looked around and said, what? So obviously, his interpreter is not interpreting him the right things. This is not allowed in baseball. brother. I want to know what's going on with the Yankees. Because you want me to tell you what? The type of sights that we are seeing earlier this week, he come out the first game. Okay, that could have been caught. I don't, this fool has another come out the second time in a row and look and say what? So what I'm thinking is, what's going on in this Yankee world? Yankee. Huh? L Boogie, this is your team.
I'm speechless right now.
I know you are. Hey, T-Row, and I'm gonna answer the question for you. You want me to tell you why? Because most of them guys does not got a third grade education. That's why. That's why.
He was on that boat with y'all still pui.
Grace. I must say this too. I must say that a lot of people, I called Vegas today, and do y'all want to know the odds in this Mayweather fight?
Oh, please let me know.
Do y'all want to know these odds in this Mayweather fight?
Please tell me. I need to put $100 on it. Is that what you're telling me?
Huh?
You telling me I need to put $100 on it?
Man, I think you need to put $100 on it.
What's the odds?
If you don't believe me, I think you need to Google it for yourself, man. I'm not even a Mayweather fan. They are projecting that he's about to knock this man out.
Uh-oh. I ain't heard the knockout word in a long time in a Mayweather fight.
Do y'all remember when the first incident first happened a couple months ago and I had stood up and said that Mayweather said, you know, we had ties inside of the camp and I told y'all with the Mayweather camp because my friend be with them guys. Like I got an associate to be with them guys and I told y'all Mayweather was sorry. He want to fight this guy. Well, listen, I'll put my money on this whoever he is. I don't know what type of island he's from. I'm going to put my money because you ain't going to knock him out. You better be lucky if he don't knock you out. Because you want to tell you what? That man packed a power punch, and I'm letting the world know right now, we know how swift, savvy, and how much Mayweather, money boy, we know how he stood up here and run. But guess what? The type of combinations that man threw the whole fight was not as accurate, but guess what? He had the eagerness to throw him, and that's what I'm going with. I am taking the upset. I am letting people know that this man will not get knocked out, and he might just put Mayweather on his back pocket. I said it first. Is that stirring up controversy? Yes, it is.
Man, you are disrespectful. You ain't causing no controversy. You just so damn disrespectful to see that out. You and L Boogie, man, I don't know what's going on. We got the cheater with the Yankees, and now you going with the underdog. Lord have mercy.
I'm against Vegas. I ain't with Vegas. I ain't with them. I ain't trying to get no money with them. So what I'm going to tell you this, I'm trying to crack them. And I'm going for the controversy. I'm going to take this $105, and I'm going to put it on a fight. It's not much, but what I get back is going to be increasing well. Off $105, you know how much I can get back, T-Row?
Talk to me, Chef.
$37,000. That's what the odds is. They really think this Mayweather guy about to knock this man out. Man, that's Pacquiao cousin. You ain't about to knock him out. Nah. Mm-mm. I'm going with the white guy. I'm going with the mob.
This boy right here, you gonna make Vegas bounce when you hit that.
Hey, I was reading. I had a lot of time and a lot of meetings all week. And so happy. Do y'all remember when we was kids watching wrestling?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, supposedly, I don't know, supposedly this Ultimate Warrior dude, he goes to the Hall of Fame on a Sunday night. He goes into a show Monday night. He have a heart attack Monday night. After 25 years away from wrestling, can I be honest with y'all? He shit up here. He got a little bit of spotlight, and this man has smoked his life away. That's how he had a heart attack. That's what the truth is. So happy he is. You go on a national televised show, and then you have a national televised heart attack. You were smoking dope before then, and you were smoking dope after. I ain't nobody, man, listen, I'm letting you know, we don't need no autopsy, we don't need none of that. We don't need no examiner reports, we don't need none of that. You were smoking dope.
when he started going on them interviews, he started getting more money, he started getting better dope.
Man,
and that's
what
happened. He got a hold of some good dope, man. He got a hold of some good dog food. It was over.
Man?
Hey, for real, we in the street.
We in the street. Hey, and since we in the streets and the spotlight is on me, hey, listen, I see you y'all got Arizona jumping. I just had a Ted again last night, ladies and gentlemen. No, man, this is what Ted told me. Ted told me it's party town. I said, what? He said, man, it's party time out here. I say, man, I got some good brothers out there. My people's out there. He said, man, we got Ross and them out here. I said, you don't know who LB in the street is? He said, we got them out there. Y'all out there popping out of Rolls Royces. I know what's going on with y'all guys out there, man. Just let me tell y'all something. I'll be there in a few weeks before LB leave. I will be there. Guess what? I better see something that's going to make me smile. All I want for my birthday is a big booty. You hear me? Hey, look, I don't want her smoking that Phoenix Finest. I don't want none of that. We're going to do a little cha-cha. We're going to dance on top of the car, and we're going to clock in this hotel, and we're going to show why it's called a hotel. You understand what I'm saying? And I love y'all. I ain't rap too tight, and I ain't got all mine. I'm an 80s baby, in the era of crack. So what I'm saying, though, is I love y'all, so I'm going to tell a friend, tell more friends, but we ain't telling no police. And I love y'all, man.
No, we don't tell them. We slip and slide by them.
We got to go to Frank. We come back, we got some more news. You know what I mean? I just got you called, man. Pete Carter will be doing entertainment tonight, but we got a couple things we can holler about. You know what I mean? And don't forget, tell a friend, and like the chef say, we can't tell a whole bunch of popo girlfriends. Oh, you in the street Monday to Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. I'm sorry. Yes, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. Man, the chef got me to see Bobby legs, man. Let's go.
On the sofa, boys in the hood, niggas game ain't changed. How to make love when ain't changed. Death to my enemies, tattoo all of my memories. Use the project ground for my assembly. I respect the tenants, don't step on my tennis. Follow chain of command, come play my lieutenant.
They ask me what I do and what I do. And how you come up with this shit
Black
up in the studio.
Woo!
For my birthday,
Maybach.
Woo! Bad boy.
When I die, bury me beside a billionaire. Before I die, bet I'm certified a billionaire. Met ball, grand interest like it's Al Capone. Cream mink, dragging down the carpet on my phone. Might see me on the campus at UCLA. Just bought a dorm, Mr. Combs, no student loans. Bugatti boy, driving like the car stolen. Put up with a white chick like Lamar Odom. Jay got the Nets, now I'm plotting on the Knicks. Buy the team, bet 20 million on the championship.
Let's go,
number one on Forbes list, you know it's bad,
you know
boy.
It's bad boy.
Going places, travel agents, check the passport.
Check the passport.
King of diamonds and I threw 100 bands in. Me and Shorty on the yacht, the heart of South of France. I blew a mind.
Yeah.
She blowing mine. 3 mil on the pinky. I'm why these niggas rhyme.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for,
yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio,
yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. When I die, bury me inside the country style. When I die, bury me inside the Louis style. All I want for my birthday.
So I call a big booty,
booty.
Skirt, skirt. Wrist moving, cook, getting to it.
I'm in the kitchen,
cams everywhere.
Damn.
Just made a juice,
I got bands
everywhere.
Damn.
You the realest nigga breathing if I hold my breath.
Damn.
Referee with a whistle, hold his tag.
Extendo clip,
extendo roll. When your girl leave me, she need a hair salon. So when I die, bury me next to two bitches.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for,
yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio,
yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. When I die, bury me inside the country style. When I die, bury me inside the Louis style. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday.
Yeezy, how you doing, huh? It's my birthday, I deserve to be greedy, huh? She holding out, she ain't giving to the knee, huh? You go downstairs and fall asleep, with the TV on. Y'all been together 10 years, you deserve a menage. Especially if you put that BMW in her garage. Especially if you paid a couple payments on her mama crib. Went to her niece's graduation, man, I hate those kids. Last birthday, she got you a new sweater. Put it on, give her a kiss and tell her do better. She said, how about I get you jewelry from the West End? How about she hit the West End and get a best friend? I'm joking, I'm just serious. I asked her, don't be acting like no actress. If we preaching, then we practice. Don't be reaching, don't be touching shit. Me and Kanye West Benz, cause I will turn you back to a pedestrian.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for,
wow, yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio,
wow, yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. When I die, bury me.
That's all I want for the chef is a big booty girl. You back in the streets with T-Row and L Boogie, Juelz and G. Man, we come to you every Monday and Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Global Network 1. You know what I mean? On the Ustream, 87.9, man, WRE, down in Covington, Georgia. Man, big shout out to Unc one more time, man. Tell Uncle Gary to call the show, huh? Know what he's doing. Always talking about he at work. I know you laughing, Uncle Joe. I know you cracking up. Man, you in the streets, man. This is how we get down. And if you want to go back and listen to yourself, blogtalkradio.com. You know, go to the search box, The Streets of Talk. Bro, the chef wow, man.
The chef always talking controversy, being so damn disrespectful, man. I didn't like that at all.
But I see you put him together, though. Because when he come out here, this is what we're going to have with him. And we're going to try to get Tiger, you know, his agent, holler at our agent. You know, get Teddy, you know what I mean? Get back to the, you know what I mean, the streets. I get Teddy out here. I just ain't really approached him yet just because I know he's just getting adapted. I don't want it. You know what I mean?
True.
You know? But you know,
yeah, man.
You know who we do it for? We do it for the streets, bro.
The
sports and
the
entertainment
streets,
world. We do it for the streets. So we appreciate all the callers, all the listeners. You know what I mean? Giving they take. But, man, bro, who we got coming in before we get out of here, man, and we get to the Freestyle Friday?
Click-clack. You know what it means when you're click-clack, man. You know what it means, man. It's time to get down with our brothers, man. We Voltron up. You know, we do it, you know, like no other, man. We be the sports officials and the streets of talking become the street officials, you know what I'm saying? So it get real funkified up around here, man. I'm going to have to get that song on the show. So funkified. Yeah, you know what it is. The host with the most, man. T-Nick, straight from the sports officials, man. Our big brothers, man. What's happening, T-Nick?
Hey, Ro, that's live right there, man. You going to play that. You know, when you come in on our show, we play that Voltron. When we come on yours, you play that Funkified. You gonna get that in?
Oh, I got you. Don't worry about it. It's all Monday. We got you Funkified up. You know how we get down.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you real quick. You know, I ain't going to lie to you, man. I missed most of the show. You know, I've been out, man. My boy had a basketball game. I had a coach and, you know, So dudes trying to run up in the crib, man. You know, we had to put that 50-piece on. So as a 9-year-old, to put up a 50-piece on you, you know, y'all in trouble.
Ooh,
you know, so I just want you to know. You know what I'm saying? We put it up on them, man. So we ran up on them, man. We beat them by a little 30 spot. So, but, you know, good job by the boys. But I want to say, man, shout out to the chef, man. The chef called into the show on Sunday. I'm going to be real quick today, man, because, you know, I just heard little parts of the show. You know, but I just want to put some things in. I want to say a shout out to the chef, aka Mr. Controversy. He didn't call us no controversy when he called us, man. You know, but he called in with some real talk. You know what I'm saying? So I want to give him another aka. You know, call him the chef, aka Mr. Controversy, aka Mr. Real Talk, because he gave us real talk on Sunday. So chef, if you're listening, man, you know what I'm saying, when you call in to holler at the sports officials, when you're blowing your whistle, when you're mixing that batter up and you're frying your fish and everything else you're doing as a chef, you know what I'm saying? You call us and say, you know what I'm saying? This is the chef, a.k.a. Mr. Real Talk, because he gave us some real talk on Sunday, man. And he was talking about the Ultimate Warrior. He wasn't smoking, though. He was tooting that powder. And if y'all remember back in the day, man, he used to come down, running down the ramp full speed, dive in the ring, grab the top rope, and shake the top rope like he was trying to choke somebody. Y'all remember that?
T-Nick.
Yes, sir. Grab the yayo. Hey. Chi-Chi.
Grab the yayo.
Well, you ill with that one, boy. And that's one of my favorite parts of Scarface.
Like Rick James said, cocaine, it's a hell of a drug.
Hey, man. But you just said right there, I lied to you. I got like about 3 or 4 favorite parts of Scarface, but that is like my favorite part because he's about to get out and he turned around and stopped before he ran out the room. Chi-Chi, got here, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My pleasure to you. But anyway, man, that's neither here or there, man. But, you know, shout out to the chef, you know, like I said, man, Ultimate Warriors. I want to tell y'all, man, if y'all want to listen to some real radio, because y'all don't understand out there what radio is. You know, we got segments, we got to go to break. You know what I'm saying? There's different times we got to do things for all those who don't know. You know what I'm saying? Ro, as a producer, he got to follow a schedule. Okay, I got to play music here. We got to go to break here, this, that, and the other. But, man, last Sunday, doing the sports officials, man, I don't care if you don't listen to the whole show. We only on 2 hours. If you listen to the last 30 minutes, and you listen to L Boogie and Big Al up in C-Town, as robocaller, Big Brother Al Almighty. If you just listen to those dudes the last 30 minutes, Ro, they was calling each other by their government names. I mean, like, full names. They was putting it out there. You know what I'm saying? Going back and forth at each other. I'm talking about.
He lucky he went on the streets. I would have got him.
Bro, it went so bad that I was looking at scorekeeper. Scorekeeper saying, we got to go to break. We got to come back and do that. I do that. I told the scorekeeper, no, the hell we don't. Let these niggas go. Let them go. The hell with did I do that? That was the first time that the sports officials been on for about a year and a half. Every Sunday we did I do that. That was the first time we never did it. And we let them dudes go. I turned my mic off and put it down and was just listening to the headphones. As I'm telling you how real it was. And then at the end of the conversation, you heard El say, hey, dog, I love you, bro. And then Al go, I love you too, dog. And that was the end of the conversation. And they just got through going at each other's throats like two Mike Vick pit bulls. I mean, they was going in. You know what I'm saying? They was going in. The big intellect came behind them and was like, man, that was some classic barbershop talk right there, man. That was real radio. You know what I'm saying? So I want to give a shout-out to you, Boogie, and shout-out to Big Al, man, because y'all put it down, man. And last but not least, you know, tonight is
appreciate
the official
that.
I know we launching shout-out to AJ, you know, and the GlobalNetwork1.com, but tonight, man, I'm about to make it official like a referee with a whistle. We are about to launch TSO Radio. TSO Radio, that is the Street Officials Radio. TSO Radio, the Street Officials Radio. You know what I'm saying? So from now on, whenever we talk to each other, whenever we on with each other, and pretty soon we're going to be broadcasting live, all of us. It's TSO Radio. So the street, I better check us out, dog. We growing, man. We multiplying. Ooh. We like baby kids. We on down, we multiply. TSO Radio, baby. The Street Officials Radio. And when you hear the Street Officials Radio, you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends to don't tell the po-po. You know what I mean? And it's on.
Well,
appreciate you having me on, man.
No doubt.
Hold on. One more thing, T-Nick. One more thing before you get off. Tell
I
me what
work.
You think about LaMarcus Aldridge's performances the first two games of their series.
Man, if you go back to the beginning of the NBA season, now I went ahead to see October, November. If you go back then and listen to some of the street officials talk, and I want to say the sports officials, but the street officials talk, you would hear me and Lily Neal say that, man, Aldridge is the real deal. You know what I'm saying? Like Snoop Dogg said, real deal, Holyfield. Aldridge is the real deal, man. Not only that, Ro, not only that, Boogie, he trying to get a contract. So he really about to go in. He already got game, but now he on that contract year. So he's about to go in, man. Hey, man, he about to get paid, man, like Money Mitch. You know what I'm saying? And paid in full. He about to get paid, so I'm all for Aldridge. You know what I'm saying? I'm all for him. The problem I got in the Western Conference, my problem is Russell Westbrook. You know your damn role, man. Kevin Durant is the man. Play the background, man. Play Scottie Pippen. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man, if you win the titles. But, he want to be the man. He want to be the man. He want to be like Robin Harrison, be the man sitting next to the man. Sitting next to the man that's sitting next to the goddamn man. You know, he want to be the man. And that's his problem.
He
want to
be the
downfall.
Man.
And I ain't going to lie to you, man. Y'all going to be surprised if that ninja pulled the old LeBron James and say he's going to take his talent somewhere else with Kevin Durant, man. Don't be surprised. Because Westbrook, man, you got to know your role, man. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly.
Know your role.
Both of them are under a max contract, but what they could do, they might ship Russell if he don't get it together.
Man, you know where they're gonna ship Russell to? New York City. He go to New York City and be with your Knicks.
Here
Boogie.
We go. He gonna have to walk down that aisle.
Hey man.
You
wanna
be the man? You got a chance to be the man.
Hey, but you know what? I don't know if he can have all them lights on him, man. You gotta have something in you, man, to have them lights on you like that. I ain't gonna lie to you, I don't think Carmelo want them lights on him like that. You know, so you know, it is what it is, man. You know, I know you gotta hang it up. I know it's Freestyle Friday, man. You got 5 minutes left in the show. So like I said, man, I'm telling a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends, don't be telling the Pope nothing about TSO Radio. That's all I got to say about that. Holla at y'all, fellas.
Ask what's up, man. Sunday, 12 p.m. Eastern to 2 p.m. Eastern, man. The Sports Officials, Blog Talk Radio. Well, I like
no.
you, brother. We'll see you then.
The Street Officials Radio.
TSO Radio coming hard. Oh, I like the way that sounds. TSO Radio. Got your boy L Boogie and everybody else in T-Ro. Take everybody's name right during that, see? That's why I don't be doing the freestyle. I be singing. L Boogie, you going to bust a freestyle real quick?
You ready for me, Ro?
Woo! Let's get it.
Woo! As I exhale out here with my man in the scythe, I ain't tripping, man, but bras be acting trife. I be talking shit, yeah, because you know I'm right. That's why Boo Meeks roll solo. That's why I ain't got a wife. Man, when you coming through, sometimes they stab you in the back. It's cool. It's okay, man, as long as I'm making my stacks. Man, I'm out here by myself, man. Myself, man, I got. I hope I don't get shit down like in Vegas like my nigga Pac. Man, I'm going to stay on my 10 toes, man, if I got 6. Niggas don't even understand how to return a brick. You break the 36 down, maybe the 9. And if you want to put some propane in it, man, it might go 7 times. That's how I made my living. Yeah, you can't even reel. When I say you can't even reel, man, you ain't even hold no steel. I was walking to school at 12 with my gat, had it in dirt before I went into school and turned my back. It better been there when I came out, or I'm busting somebody in their motherfucking mouth. Man, I sucker punch because that's the Cleveland way. If you ain't know, man, it's a believing state. If you ain't grinding, you ain't from that end. Come on back, homeboy. We trying to get them ends. All I got is me. I forgot to tell these cats I never played JV. When my cats call in, they say they looking for another L Boogie. I said, you can't do that, man, because they ain't should be. We paid in full like Ace and T-Row. Coming through this bitch, man, in the limo. Please listen to my demo. I'm still trying to find Nemo. I see my wallet, it got lint, so I better go pull one. I ain't tripping, man. That's how we get down in this junk. I'm mumbling now. I'm done, man. I'm done.
Oh, man, that's what it is, Pippin. That's what it is. You laying it down this evening. You must be feeling good, Pippin. That's what I'm talking about. Man, shout out before we get up out this joint, man. We want to make a shout out to everybody who's been checking us out on the web, man, keeping us live. You know, Jewel, about to see you, baby. Man, Team Legacy, go out there and get it done this weekend. You know what I mean? Big shout out to Court Construction. Man, Global Network One, man. We're taking it over. TSO Radio. You know we're going to holler at you on Sunday. Studio guest Blues and to the fam. L Boogie, what you got?
Man, first of all, man, I want to give a shout out to God. Man, thank you for blessing us, doing another show, letting us be on the air. Man, shout out to A Taste of Heaven. You know what I mean? Another sponsor that's putting us together. You already know. Man, shout out to greatness. Because, you know, we always striving that. And that can't be stopped. You know what I mean? You know, confident but yet humble. And don't forget, in the streets, those who talk don't know. Those who know don't talk. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. We're going to get back to you in the cypher on Monday after what jumped down over the weekend. But let's get back in our cell, man. Shout out to Uncle Joe. Hey, my son, he turning 16, my youngin', on Sunday. I love you, Dayville, more me. I talk to you on Monday. Hey, Ro, here come the ward, man. Let's go. It's the streets.
Big shout out to my niece, Ray Ray. Woo, getting it done.
Coming from overseas, cost a nigga 200 G's. I'm a street commando, Nino, for example. This lavish lifestyle is hard to handle. So I got the flaws, cause I'm more like a boss player. Thug bred to be a woman layer. So many player haters imitate a steady swinging. Make me wanna start bang banging. So I'm caught up in the game, dress code change. Packing 40 glocks to tame or rearrange. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sipping on Reem and running back Lex and Chevy's on the road. 96 big body sitting no chrome. As we head up out the zone, stone facing his own. You can admire, but don't look too long. I'm living a dream with triple B's and my pockets bulging. It's hard to imagine. Picture me rolling.
Picture me rolling.
Bentley. Formulate a caper. Cause a nigga straight suffering from lack of having paper. My bitch finna have a bag to see, so I need to hit a lick drastically. I see some bowling ass niggas and they slipping in my spot. And I'm digging the block, they got a chicken in the pot.
We caught him sleeping, he didn't teach you niggas creeping. It's how we do it every weekend, I dump him mad. Tell me, count the property, yo, you got the wrong spot. Niggas, I'm clocking. I get the liquor, and you can get the female. It's cookie shit that we inflict and get the street sales.
Move smooth as a motherfucker, me and my nine. I'm cool as a motherfucker, I'ma get mine. Now we're satisfied. Got the pockets on swollen, boss hog, and that's pocket, nigga. Picture us a rebel.